Ottav Walker is a junior at Berkeley High School. She was part of the core group which organized the walkout. Last week, graffiti appeared in one of the girls' bathrooms listing the names of, quote, boys to watch out for. The graffiti was then removed by the school. Walker says the removal of the graffiti motivated students to act.
There was a list written on the bathroom, on a bathroom stall, of boys to watch out for that really sparked just very emotional conversation for a lot of people at Berkeley High. And so we decided that something needed to be done about it because people were starting to express their emotions. So we decided to plan a walkout because it's what Berkeley High does best. We're known for our walkouts, and it's a super powerful way of just showing what the student body is feeling. It's mainly about the rape culture at Berkeley High and the culture of toxic masculinity. Soon we're going to be releasing a letter and a list of demands, and we're going to try and work with administration and work with different groups at our school just to make sure that this is not something that continues on.
According to Berkeley Side, an unnamed Berkeley High School student recently filed a lawsuit against the Berkeley Unified School District over the way administrators dealt with her sexual assault and attempted rape on campus last May. According to the lawsuit, a male student forced her into a deserted classroom, groped her, and tried to rape her. Despite speaking with a school counselor afterwards, the lawsuit says school officials didn't adequately supervise the perpetrator, who continued to harass her at school. The lawsuit also says that school officials told her that the student had previously assaulted between 6 and 10 other girls. Students taking part in the walkout wore red to show their solidarity, held hand-painted signs, and made speeches at the nearby Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center Park. Students are demanding that administrators change the way they deal with issues of sexual assault. Berkeley High School students, including junior Isadora DeLiberty, are asking for better consent education and for Berkeley High School to have its own Title IX coordinator who deals with cases of sexual assault.
We only really have consent education in classrooms in freshman year in our social living class and ethnic studies. So if we could have more consistent consent education over all grade levels, and also we don't have a Title IX coordinator for just BHS, and that's one of the harder demands because it costs money to like have a salary for that, but we think that it's really important. We think that our rights are being violated by not having our own Title IX coordinator.
According to Berkeley Side, there's only one Title IX coordinator in the Berkeley Unified School District, and she recently resigned. Brent Stevens, the superintendent of the Berkeley Unified School District, says that schools are restricted by law in what they can do to address sexual assault allegations.
It is the case that California Education Code permits consequences up to expulsion when a student has a criminal conviction. So something like sexual assault or rape off campus would be a criminal charge, and we're beholden by the law to wait until there's been criminal proceedings and some kind of verdict. During that time, the student who's been accused has the right to attend a school. That's according to the California Education Code. We have an obligation to make sure that both parties feel safe, that there's distance between the two. So there's sort of a complicated set of obligations that we experience as school administrators, and we work hard to make sure that we're fulfilling those obligations. But what students perceive, that there's no consequences taking place, can often from their perspective feel accurate.
Organizers say students at Berkeley High School have for the most part been very supportive. Junior Sophia Karievsky, one of the organizers, says she hopes this will help change campus culture.
We want as much support as possible from people moving forward to help us change these rules and change what hurts the survivors and lifts up the perpetrators. And also, we really, really hope that this doesn't just change rules, this changes culture at Berkeley High. We want there to be a shift where people start rethinking their actions, rethinking their friends, rethinking their morals, and moving forward, we want there to be no sexual assault and no raping at our school. And I think that with people working to change the way that they view rape and rape allegations, everything, that we can do something here.
Students have planned a meeting for this evening where they will put together a list of their demands for school administration. Tomorrow, they plan to march to the office of the Berkeley Unified School District Superintendent. Reporting from Berkeley for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.